Welcome back to the basement yard, bitch! What was that?
What?
I don't know, whatever that was. It was like a motion, a hand motion.
I don't know, I'm trying out like new hand stuff. I want to be like cooler with my hands.
You're trying out new hand stuff.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
Like cool stuff with my hands. You try.
No. What do you mean?
I mean like...
Just signs? I can't tell if you're joking.
I'm not.
You've been trying out new hand stuff.
Yeah, like, I feel like I'm not cool enough with my hands, like, to be like, you know what I'm saying?
Who is cool with their hands?
A lot of people.
Who?
Rappers.
Who is this guy?
Shooter McGavin.
No, Shooter McGavin.
Very cool with his hands.
No, who's the guy? Fez? Oh, no, the Fuzz. What's his name?
Fonz.
Hey. The Fuzz. What am I talking about?
Those are the cops.
Yeah, what am I talking about? The Fuzz?
The Fuzz.
I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Hey.
Yeah, that, yeah.
But I'm trying to get like
a hand thing going?
Yeah, like a couple barrel rolls and like a to the double guns.
You think you should retire it right now? I think it's kind of ridiculous.
All
right,
one more time then.
That was terrible.
Damn.
I'm not liking it.
What do you got?
I don't know. I didn't know this was a thing.
Let me see the coolest hand thing you could do off on the cuff right now. Off the cuff. Off it or on it. Damn, that was pretty cool.
You like that shit?
Yeah, fuck.
We're a couple of morons, I swear to God. New mics.
New mics.
Got new mics. Shout out to the Patreon. We're getting a lot of support from people this month, and we're able to buy some new mics here. These are the same mics that the podcast god Joe Rogan uses.
Yep.
So.
Y'all did this.
Y'all can have that.
Y'all did this. Y'all can have that.
Exactly.
You can't have these, though.
These were keeping. We just got them.
Yeah, we just got them.
Our Patreon. If you want to support the show, you can head to patreon.com/thebasementyard. We actually just revamped what the tiers are, so I could kind of explain it. I haven't done that in a while.
Tell them about the tiers.
We should do that more often. That was dope.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that was cool.
Tell them about those tears.
All right, the first tier is the smoky tier.
Smoky tier, babe.
It's $5. You get access to every episode a week early. And you also get bonus content, which is bi-weekly segment that me and Danny do called What the Fuck Does Patreon Want? Where we answer the questions that you guys sent in. So if you ever want us to talk about something, you send us a question, we answer that shit. And they're usually like 20 minutes long. The next is the super smoky tier.
Super smoky, yeah.
That's great. So you get the episode and the What the Fuck Does Patreon Want segment, and you also get a bonus episode of The Basement Yard every month that can only be seen by our patrons. So we do an episode, a regular episode, just like this.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on the Patreon. You know what I mean?
Only could see it if you are a patron, so.
You have like 19 different voices in there, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, the next one is the fire tier.
Fire!
Whoa, that was hot. Where on this one, you get everything that I already talked about before on the other tiers, and you also get an on-air shout-out from me and Danny at the end of The Basement Yard. So we'll just go through this tier, and then we'll just kind of give everyone a shout-out. Thank you for supporting the show. And the last one is called Oh 100%.
Oh 100%.
On this one, you get a personalized video shout out from me and Danny sent to your email. So we just recorded a bunch of them. They're like 2 minutes long.
And they're
fun. Fuck around. Yeah, they're fun.
It's not like, hey, what's up?
Hey, man, love you, man. Good. See ya. Peace.
Yeah, thanks for the money. Bye.
Yeah,
We say your name. We try to figure out your backstory.
Yeah, we Googled someone. We're like, yo, who the fuck are you? And then we Googled them, and it was some like model who was like really hot. Like,
yeah.
But he was peeling off his face.
Yeah.
And we're like, yo, is this you?
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, maybe.
Slide in my DMs.
Danny's trying to experiment.
Would you ever?
No, I would not.
If you went to college, I feel like a lot of experimenting happens in college. Do you think that you would ever experiment?
Dude, this isn't the 80s with hippies.
I'm not saying that you would do dudes. Dude, I'm saying like.
Experiment
like,
with what?
Like orgies and stuff.
You're trying to get me to like rub elbows with a guy who's fucking a girl. A
little bit.
And then that's a gateway drug to like, whoa, let me just. Pat him on the ass.
Yeah.
And then it turns into you're inside.
Whoa.
Yes. Those are the steps.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Who would be more experimental, you or me?
You.
No way. What are you talking about?
You are.
Probably.
You're asking me all these questions. Like you're trying to like, all right, what if you were at college? As if there's like orgies going on at every college.
Let me ask you this. If you were financially stable Was that a fart?
No, no, that was my slippers hit the ground.
Oh, I was like, damn, man.
No, we're good. We're good.
If you were like super financially stable by 40.
Yeah.
And you like didn't have to work, like everything you could do from home. Okay. Like
Is this somehow going to turn into me having sex with a guy?
No sex. No sex.
Okay.
Would you ever go back to college? Like full time, like be a full time
college student? Like live in a dorm?
Yeah.
No. I'm 40. I look like an idiot.
No.
Yeah.
You ever have I went to a community college, so there would be like 60-year-olds in my class.
Yeah, that's different. Like you could be a teacher and it's like, oh, if I get this fucking degree, then I get an extra $5,000 on my salary.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Like you get your master's and stuff.
Oh.
You get more qualifications.
So would you go back to college but like live off campus?
I've thought about it, honestly. I miss learning. I haven't learned in a while.
I haven't learned in a long time.
Learnt.
Yeah.
Whoa. You added the learned? T there. Learned? Learned?
I haven't learned.
How about learned being a word? I hate that.
Learned isn't a word.
A learned professor or whatever.
That's a word?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Wait a second. Oh, no, I don't want to check. I'm scared now.
No, no, no.
No, but I'm pretty sure that's like learned is a word.
I learned.
It's not learned.
Yes, it is.
No, no, no. It is learned. I'm saying they don't use it in that sense.
Oh, okay.
Like you are a learned something.
I'm a learned professor, you said.
We're fucking dumb.
I know.
Let's get that out of the way.
But learned is a word.
Learned is obviously a word.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned that.
I learned good.
Yeah. No. Oh, boy. We're going to need to do some work with you, buddy.
I hate. Remember you and me? It's you and I.
You and I both love.
That's great.
Remember that song?
Yeah.
Who's that by?
No idea. Somebody white.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Not Sixpence.
Who? Sixpence.
I don't know what.
Does that kiss me?
Yeah, I don't know what Sixpence None the Richer is.
Yeah, what is that? Is a Robin Hood sequel.
But I did, you know, she says, "Kiss me out of the bearded barley."
Yeah.
Apparently, that's kiss her vagina.
She's got a bearded barley?
Yeah, she's got a bearded bar.
That's not what that means.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Kiss me out of the bearded barley and then type vagina, and I guarantee you will be talking about eating her snoo-snoo.
Bearded barley vagina.
Am I right or am I wrong?
The first thing that pops up, two things. The two Google searches that pop up, the first one is Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
And just says vagina beard.
Bearded barley.
Yeah, but a barley isn't a... Oh, no, I spelled barley wrong. I missed some letters.
You misspelled some barley. I think it's...
Wow, it is.
Yeah, see? It's about eating her snoo-snoo.
Her snoo-snoo?
Yeah, tickling her snee-snee.
Her vajonjon?
For John John.
Kiss me out of the bearded barley. Always taking the terms bearded barley, flowered hat, broken treehouse. Broken treehouse?
Out at the broken treehouse. Swing, swing.
But can a vagina be a broken treehouse?
I don't know. I'm going to look at it next time. And like Google image a broken treehouse and see what it looks like.
Why would a broken treehouse resemble a vagina?
Did we ask this question on here yet?
What?
If you'd rather be... kissed under the milky twilight or out on the moonlit floor?
Oh, what's more romantic?
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. What was it? Sorry, the lyric?
Get kissed out on the moonlit floor or...
on the moonlit floor.
Or under the milky twilight. I'm all about the twilight.
I'm all about the twilight, too, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what we both said.
Moonlit dance floor?
Yeah.
That's dope.
What do you think is like a perfect date? Like an anniversary date. Say you had your 10th anniversary with someone.
Okay.
What would you do? What would be the perfect date?
Are you asking me like to direct a movie, or are you asking me like realistically?
Realistically, like 10-year marriage anniversary.
But it's not going to be as cool as my other answer.
All right, so do a pretend one and then a real one.
I don't want to do both. No, I think I don't know, man. A moonlit floor.
Yeah, it's fucking sexy, dude.
You know what's sexy?
What?
When people have weddings outside and the dance floor is just like in the middle of like someone's lawn.
Yeah, like a field.
It's like, yo, there's like grass, dance floor.
Yeah.
And then the moon's out.
Hot.
Fucking champagne's going.
I like that.
God, that's
I like
so
every part
dope.
Of
it. Yeah, right?
I like that. Maybe yeah. That would be it.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah. That's not really an anniversary. That's a wedding.
Would you ever hire somebody to come like sing to like your dinner table?
What?
You know, like they'll have people like come over like, Happy birthday to you.
Well, they like do that at restaurants, yeah, and they bring like a tartufo over.
Do you do that to people? Are you the guy that goes, "Hey, man, gotta go to the bathroom real quick. Be right back."
And then it's like they come out, and you're like, "Ha, got him, you fucking loser!
I didn't pee."
Yeah. You thought I peed? You were dead wrong.
You are a dumb idiot.
Yeah, no, I'm not that guy.
I don't like those.
No, I mean, I don't mind them. Like, people, like, they think it's so funny because they find it embarrassing. Like, I'm not embarrassed. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
I also think it's funny, though, to fake it.
Yeah. I've done that a couple times.
You know what? We've done that to Keith because Keith, obviously, like, he doesn't like attention.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. So, like, at Hooters, they make such a big deal about people's birthdays. Like, bring them up in front of the whole restaurant with the two girls, and like they're singing and like doing whatever. Wasn't his birthday. We're just like, it's his birthday.
Dude,
and then he's sitting there like this, and then like they're like, come on, hey! And he was just like, he was eating a piece of chicken, threw it on the plate, and then just got up reluctantly. It was so funny.
I haven't been to a Hooters in years.
I would say 12 years. No, that's a lie. I went there maybe 3 years ago.
We should do 2019. We should do Hooters.
What's so good? Hooters isn't even great.
And medieval.
They don't even got the big tits anymore.
Medieval times.
Medieval times. Now we're talking.
Let's do medieval times this year. And yes. Vlog the shit out of it.
Yes. They don't get. You know they don't give you utensils.
Utensils. No.
You have to eat it with your hands.
And it's like a trough.
It's a what?
It's like a ladle trough. It's like the soup comes with like a handle, and you got to slurp it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. But they give you like mashed potatoes, and you gotta like.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, we'll do medieval times this year.
Probably like a bunch of degenerates too, because you know you have like a knight that you're assigned to. By the way, for people who don't know what we're talking about, medieval times is this place that we went to when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Where it is for kids, but we'd be going as adults now. But you go and there's like a jousting match between these like knights, and like the kids are in the crowd, and they give you crowns, and like you could buy a fake shield and a sword.
And you sit
probably
in a color,
not anymore.
You sit in a colored section.
You sit in a colored section. Ew, that sounded
very
racist. Like 1960 stuff.
No.
Yeah, I know. We should do. I know. It's like red, blue, green. Like that was very weird. But
there is a black knight though.
Yeah, Martin Lawrence.
Yeah,
that was a good movie.
Great movie.
Love that movie. Great. Underrated.
Great jersey you wear, isn't it?
It's hell yeah.
Regular, generic green jersey.
Love it.
Great.
So you sit in a section. It's like, all right, you're the Green Knights section. So you root for the Green Knight. And they give you food. But they don't give you, like knives and forks. You just eat it with your hands.
Yep.
Because it's just fucking.
That's it.
Yeah. But we want to go because it's just like, why not?
We'd
be betting heavily, though.
Absolutely.
I'd be like, yo, I have, like, literally $350 on this Green Knight.
Yeah. I would bet for sure.
Remember we went to bingo and we just. We're betting everything.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad.
It's like these people are trying to have a good time. That one girl kept. There was this one girl that kept winning at bingo. You remember? To the point, and then but multiple people would win, so they would do rock paper scissor to find out who actually won bingo. So we were just started making bets with this chick, and I remember I put like $50. I'm like, yeah, I got $50 that she's gonna win this like rock paper scissor right now. And then before they went, I just like walked up to her and in front of everyone, I was just like, yo, I got a lot of money riding on this, so like, let's go. And she just, I thought she would laugh, but she just looked at me like, and I was like, all right.
And then you remember how I won all my money back?
You won bingo.
And I beat her in rock, paper, scissors.
Did you really?
Yeah, with the trick that you taught me.
Always throw rock.
Always throw rock. I looked at you, you were like Mr. Miyagi, you were like, throw the rock. And I was just like, I'm going to do it.
It's like that scene, like, you know, in Mighty Ducks, when fucking.
Tells him to cut himself?
No, but. No, what?
Doesn't he say, like, fake that your eyes cut in Mighty Ducks?
No.
Yes, he does.
What are you talking about?
In the first Mighty Ducks.
Oh, that one I don't even acknowledge.
Oh, okay.
It's disgusting. Like, it's like the best one. I hate Mighty Ducks 1. But in one of the movies, like, Adam Banks is, like, taking, like, a fucking a penalty shot, and he looks over at the bench, and everyone just one by one, just giving the old nod. I mean, let's go.
Sometimes all you need is just a good nod.
Just a good nod. Look back at someone, they're like, yeah.
I remember I used to, like, play football, and, like, I would always look for my dad in the stands. So, like, if I did something good, he'd just be like, I'd just be like, that's amazing.
Thank you so much.
No, but the reason why I brought up.
Floated.
Yeah.
Floated.
Great film.
What was that, Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
Mom, it was you?
Yeah.
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 It was me.
It was me. It's floated. Kevin's been traded to the Yankees.
What the fuck's going on? This is Grand Theft Auto. What do we got going on? We're going to show here, for God's sakes.
I know.
This is disgusting.
Ruined my whole heaven. Henry just got traded to the Yankees bit and everything.
Yeah.
God damn it.
It's all right.
Remember when he can't get the thing on the piano?
What?
When he's doing the Pepsi commercial?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just lost what I was going to say. Now I know. Because of the birthday candles. As you know, my birthday is in 4 days.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So by the time this comes out, I will be a 30-year-old man.
Dan's going to be a 30-year-old man.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I feel like that's the turning point, honestly. When you turn 30, everything slows down a bit.
If you would have asked me a year ago if I was excited to turn 30, I would have told you to get the fuck out of my face.
Right.
I'm actually excited to turn 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not.
And it's weird, but like, I remember being 15 and being like, wow, I'm halfway to 30.
Yeah.
Like I remember saying that to myself.
And now you're there.
And now I'm there.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to be halfway to 60.
Dude.
That's fucking bugged out.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to, on January 30th, I will have walked the earth for 30 years.
Not a whole lot of walking, but.
No. Well, the first, how long does it take to walk?
No, I mean, like, in general.
I walk every day.
I don't know, but, you know.
Got to get here somehow.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Couple steps out the door to get to the Uber.
Yeah, it's a lot of Ubers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know.
Uber saved my life, I think. If anything. But, yeah, man, fucking turning 30.
Jeez. Are you having, like, are you going to? Yo, at what age do you stop putting as many candles as your age on the cake? You know, because at a certain point, it's a fire hazard.
I would say 18.
18 candles is a lot of candles. Like, so you gotta go to the two maybe? Numbered candles, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, 2, 3 or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You can't put 23 candles on a fucking cake.
Like, I'll be honest with you. I would say anything over 15 is a fire hazard. And you're running out of cake space.
I go 12.
12, yeah.
13, a baker's dozen is too much for me.
Also, trick candles, stupid.
Stupid.
All right?
You know, yo, some people have stupid birthday rituals.
Yeah, and what's up with the smashing people's face?
That's the one I'm talking about. It's like, oh, yo, we're going to get them. You smash your friend's face in their cake? Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, great birthday for
Hilarious,
me.
Hilarious, dude.
Now I have to wash my whole face?
Yeah, my whole face?
Fucking ass.
Yo, it's ridiculous.
People are such douchebags that do that.
And I like ice cream cake. You smash my face in that, I might get a concussion.
Yeah.
Because that's hard.
Didn't they do that? I think there's like a video.
Yes.
And a girl's just out.
Out cold. In her cake.
Because like they like missed that. It. Like it hit the table like part of the
no,
table.
No, I think the cake was just so soft that she went right through the cake and got smashed on the table and was just out.
So dumb.
It was great.
What's dumber? That or gender reveals?
That.
It's dumb.
Gender reveals.
You can hurt someone.
Gender reveals actually have a purpose. Even though they're like so blown out of proportion. It's like, I deadlift sometimes, so let's put the balloon underneath 315 and I'm going to drop the weight on it. Like, why are we doing this?
Whatever chalk I use on my calloused hands is going to be what baby I'm having. Oh, it's a boy, yeah!
Some of them are so dumb, yo. You ever see the ones where it's like, oh, yo, I play baseball, so let's do baseball. They throw the ball, the guy misses, it hits the floor. Blue, it's a ball, you fucking moron.
Yeah, that's like setting up your kid for failure right there.
Yeah, you're like, how'd you find out I was a boy? I struck out.
Yeah.
I swung and missed.
I swung and missed and dropped you on the floor, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
Not a good start.
Is it weird that I'm not having a party for my 30th birthday?
No, I think you're past the party. I think when you get 40, you'd have a party.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you'd most likely have kids, and you'd be, you know, married to the point where now you're starting to resent your wife and question all your decisions.
Yeah.
And it's like, I need a time to go out and really just let it all out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let the last 10 years of my life out tonight.
Yeah, because I'll be honest with you, I'll probably cry on my birthday. And here's why. Here's why. Here's why.
Oh,
for
God.
Some reason...
I don't know.
Because it's my golden birthday.
What does that mean?
It means I'm turning 30 on 30.
Ah.
So it's like supposed to be like
the nice.
Best, like the best birthday of my life.
Okay. When I turned 25, nothing happened. All right, go ahead.
No, you made a lot of money.
Not on my birthday.
It has to be on your birthday.
You said it was my
that year.
That's your golden year?
Yeah, it's your golden year.
All right. So yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a good, I think it was. Yeah, yeah, well, no, yeah, it was.
It was like,
actually, it was a great year.
Yeah, see, look, so you had it was. Yeah, so you had a golden birth.
It works out.
You had a golden year.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It hasn't hit me yet that I'm going to be 30. I really don't look at age like that because I don't think people look at me as 30.
I don't look at you as 30.
You know? So it's like, I don't feel 30. I feel 50. But no, but it's gonna be weird to know that I'm 30 years old. Because I'm the youngest. Like, you know.
In your family.
Yeah. It's me and my sister.
Right.
We're the same age, though. So it's like, everyone is so grown up. Mm-hmm. That's the craziest part. It's like, wow, everyone's 30. That's fucking bugged out, dude.
I feel 50.
Yeah. It's true.
My dad used to say that. He goes, I'm 60. I feel 70. He goes, I'm 60. I feel 70. And I look like I died last year.
That's him.
Yeah.
That definitely sounds
like
him.
My dad to a T.
Yeah. I don't know. You think you got some time before you're 30.
Yeah. Well, I have 3 years, basically. I turn 27.
You have 1,000 days. A little over 1,000 more days till 30.
Yeah, that's cool. But when you put it in days, it doesn't seem like a long time. When you put it into months, it's even shorter. When you're like, yo, 36 months from now.
I never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
That's interesting, actually.
Yeah. Dude, January's like over, dude.
Yeah, I know.
This sucks.
I know. It's kind of just crazy, like, how fast the year ends up going.
I know. And for whatever reason, it just seems like time is moving, like, faster.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
Dude, last year went so fast.
No, I didn't think so. I thought it was a year. It felt like a year.
It did?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe because I started something new. Maybe it started like a different feeling for me, maybe. Like, because I started working here.
Yeah.
So like I had like more like, it's so crazy if you look at it weekly, like the episodes. Like, I counted them. I was like, damn, dude, we've made mad episodes.
Yeah.
And you did mad episodes before I got here.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Dude, you know what's crazy? Like, I'm a psycho. I used to do this yeah. by myself.
That, I when I first started working here, I went back to listen to the episode just to kind of get the feel
of the show.
Yeah, and like your voice kind of and what I can bounce off of, shit like that. And I was like, yo, this kid is doing this by himself. This kid is nuts.
Crazy, dude. I used to do full episodes that were like 48 minutes long.
No,
just
but that's
me.
That's admirable though, because not a lot of fucking people can do that.
No, it's really hard. And there have been times, especially in the beginning, where I had to just like either pause it, or I'd just be like, I'd do 15 minutes and be like, that was fucking awful, and I would just erase it and start over from zero.
It's just weird to know that you're talking to yourself, but eventually it's gonna go out to other people.
Yeah.
But the process is you just speaking to yourself.
It's like an improv exercise, kind of. You like have to keep coming up with funny stuff. And you have to have something to talk about.
I know.
It's hard.
It's like, I've always like, I think Bill Burr does his by himself.
Yeah.
Like, I admire the shit out of that.
Yeah. But you have to be a fucking psycho, man.
Yeah.
You got to be
and
a
he's
weirdo.
And he's definitely a psycho.
Oh, yeah. And he knows that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? I know that. He knows that. We all know that.
We all know that.
We all know that.
Sorry, no, I'm sorry. No, it's
please retire.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why I'm bringing this up right now, but was it you who I was talking to who asked me if I believe if we landed on the moon?
Yeah, it was me.
That was you, right?
Yeah, and we both don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe we landed on the moon.
No.
I'm not a conspiracy guy. I just don't think we went to the moon.
No, because here's why.
That would make me a conspiracy guy, I guess, but...
Why have we not gone back and, like, had a whole thing, like, that you could watch on fucking Periscope or something?
Yeah.
Like, I think we've gone to space, but it took us time to get to space.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But, like, why have we not gone to the moon if they said that... The computer we literally have in there was more powerful than the fucking computer that sent the rockets to the moon.
Right.
Why have we not been back to the fucking moon? Mm-hmm. Or maybe we have, but humans, I haven't heard about a human walking around on the moon. Have you?
No.
No.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude, it's fucking like 60 years later. Why would we have not gone back?
Makes no sense.
Doesn't make sense.
Or not even that. We don't got to go to the moon. Go to the moon, whatever. Go somewhere else, though.
Yeah, go
walk. What, are we just all going to hang here forever?
Go walk around on the fucking moon. I want to see it.
We were supposed to have flying cars and space stations by now.
What, I know.
Where are we with that?
That just shows you how dumb, though, people are, though.
Yeah, because
it was 1999, and we were like, yeah, in like 3 months, cars are going to fly, dudes.
In like 1998, we were like, yo, when the millennium, like when the millennium hits.
Oh, my God.
Fucking 2003. Oh, my God. Cars are going to fly. No, they're not.
I had a school project. That was one of the questions.
Are cars going to fly?
And it was draw what you think the year 2000 is going to be like. I had fucking flying cars and tubes that take people everywhere.
Yeah. Whoa, that's a good invention.
Would you trust that, though? Yeah. Like, say, like me and you,
if
walk
I could be
outside.
Like a capsule?
Yeah.
I'm not going to raw dog it and like get my body in there.
No, that's what it would be.
Oh, no. But then you just put us in a capsule. Yeah, you're creating this reality.
All right. You're encapsulated.
All right, cool. So, like, you know when they take like mail and they put in that thing and it's...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hospitals, they do that too.
I think so.
Yeah, they still use that technology. But it would be like a subway, though.
Okay.
Like, you would have to walk to a spot where it was.
Yeah.
And then enter in a destination. It would leave you like within a couple blocks of where you're supposed to be.
I think it would be cool if it was just like Super Mario or Mario. Do you say Mario or Mario?
I say Super Mario.
Yeah, everyone gets mad at me when I say Super Mario.
I don't think that's something wrong with that.
No, I mean, it's whatever. I'm cool with it being.
The only reason is because he goes Mario.
Yeah,
that's why.
That was really good.
Yeah.
But it'd be cool if there were just like things open, and you should be like, oh yo, I gotta head to the city. Thump. Yeah. Just get in there and just whoa. Oh, like in the Grinch, the movie with Jim Carrey, where he hits the thing and it's like dump it to crump it and it sucks you up the mountain. That'd be cool.
I just think that
I'd be scared.
I'd be a little scared, but in a way, like, I feel like that'll be created at some point.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, I see that, like, if they figured out like the infrastructure for it, they could make that work.
I think the next sort of technology is the hover technology.
Yeah,
like,
I think
so
too.
Not necessarily flying cars, but maybe like mass transportation that is like over highways. It doesn't affect the current traffic.
Like, would you pay extra to take like the hover lane? Like, would you have to buy a hover car, or you would get like bus?
It would be a bus, and you would just pay like, you know, a fucking
whatever
bus fare, you know.
That'd be fucking dope.
Yeah, I think it would be helpful.
Yeah, because like if you could make a blimp, you could make a hover fucking car, right?
Yo, blimps are fucking terrifying.
I know.
Can you even drive those?
Yeah, there's pilots up there.
Yeah, I know, but like, what's in the blimp?
You couldn't pay me to go in a blimp, first of all.
I would do anything else.
Yeah, would you do a hot air balloon?
So I really got close to doing that.
Don't do it.
No, I'm not.
Don't do it.
No, I'm not. I'll tell you why.
Don't do it, dude.
Because me and my friend Eddie Rossigno, I don't know why I just said his full name, but me and my friend Eddie, we were really talking about going to Colorado and getting in a hot air balloon over the Rocky Mountains because we thought it would be like beautiful, whatever.
Of course. I mean, it definitely would.
It would. And then I did a little, you know, deeper dive into hot air balloons, and you can't steer them.
No.
They just float.
Yeah, it's just a dude going.
It's like you can, but the hot air
just goes up.
It just, yes, it makes it rise. So, especially near a mountain, if you can't steer and there's like a, you know, fucking crosswind here.
Yeah, yeah.
Could be dumping into the Rocky Mountains.
I'm all good on hot air balloons.
I'll go watch some.
Yeah, I'll go watch a hot air balloon.
I wish I could get in one, but I really care about if I live or die.
It would be one of those things where I would have to sit down in the basket.
No, I would stand up.
No,
I would be
no
so...
way I could look over.
Yeah, that's scary. What was I even thinking?
I know, you're nuts.
I don't know why I even considered that. You know what's funny? Because when that was happening, right? And I was like, yo, I'm down to do it. I was just at a time where I was like, you know, I'm spending too much time in Queens. And like, I'm not really even going into Manhattan, not doing anything in my life. I'm going to go explore some shit. So I went turbo. I'm like, yo, hot air balloon, Rocky fucking Mountains. What happens? 2 days later on the news, hot air balloon accident, 5 people died.
Shut up.
Swear to God. And I was like, not doing that shit. Swear to God, 2 days later.
That's a lot of people for a hot air balloon, isn't it?
It wasn't. I made that number up, but it was like people died.
I was
about
to say, I was like, five people? No wonder.
No, the baskets are pretty legit.
I think it's you and two other people. It's like the dude with the... I don't know what that thing's called.
It's the dude with the barsh.
The dude with the barsh.
Yeah.
And then like you and like whoever you want to go up there.
I don't know.
I could never do it. Another thing, yeah, too. Let me ask you this.
Oh, no.
You know how you could go on bus tours in New York City?
Yeah.
Would you do a scuba tour where it's a submarine tour?
What are you, fucking nuts?
Not one part of me is doing that.
What am I going to go see? See what? Unless I'm seeing mermaids with giant boobies.
Yeah.
Nah.
I'm not doing that. Have you ever seen that fucking place in Atlantis or whatever, the resort? It's a restaurant that's underwater.
I do that.
And it's all glass.
Yeah.
And you're eating dinner underwater and fucking fish are just fucking swimming
by. That's
fire.
That's fire.
You would do that?
Yeah.
I'd be terrified.
Nah, I'm not getting in a fucking submarine, though. What's his name? Sean Connery in that movie. Red October?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
Things are beeping. Red lights are going off. You're like, are we getting shot? I'm not doing that.
Like I wouldn't pay to go on a submarine tour where we'd just be like, hey, we're just going to be like fully underwater for like 45 minutes. No, thanks.
I bet you guys are.
Yeah.
Not this fucking guy.
I'll hang up top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Water scares me. High things scare me.
Space.
Space scares. Yo, space scares the shit out of me.
Anything that isn't right here.
Yeah.
I'm good with, yeah. You know? The highest I'll go in my life, besides being in a plane, is like the Empire State Building, like, deck or whatever.
If somebody paid you, let's say, $5,000.
Yeah.
To go in a hot air balloon, you'd do it.
Where?
Like for a video. Like if like somebody like sponsored you, like, hey, we want you to go up and do a video in a hot air balloon.
I would do it if it was like in fucking like
New Jersey or something.
The most flattest of lands.
Like in the desert, something like Vegas.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Right? Where it's like so flat, there's nothing that we could hit, right? And I would do it. So like you just like, you go up, kind of float around, move around a little bit, but there's no trees.
I don't want trees.
I don't want trees.
I don't want mountains or trees.
I honestly would...
Or seas.
This defeats the purpose of a hot air balloon because I don't want to see anything.
Yeah.
I want there to be a floor. We can go high, but I don't want to see anything.
No seas, no trees.
No seas and no trees.
Not into either of those.
No.
No fucking way, dude.
No seas,
but you've been in a helicopter before.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking about that.
I could never get in a helicopter.
I mean, it's
not after that one crash in the East River. Fuck that.
Dude, that was like after I did mine. And I was like, well,
it was the same company, I think.
No, it wasn't. It was a different private thing. Yeah, because the one I did was the doors were closed and you just did like a helicopter tour around.
Oh, yeah. They could like
this one. They had the doors open and they're strapped in so they could like hang their feet out. And like it's a really cool thing. And the reason why they ended up dying was because they hit the water and then they're strapped in so they couldn't get out.
Fuck. Yeah, fuck all of that.
My fucking leg is shaking.
I know. Now, but like I'm more afraid of a helicopter than I am an actual airplane.
You should be.
Yeah.
I think there's way less.
Well, helicopters got to be way more dangerous.
Yeah, I think so.
Also, don't understand how it works.
I don't know what's going on there either.
Ski.
And we just take off?
And then you just go down?
Dude, first of all.
And it goes like this? How the fuck do you fly that thing?
That was the scariest thing ever.
Lifting off.
No. So you get in the helicopter.
You can't hear shit too, right?
Well, no. Well, you have like a radio. So you can hear the person who's with you and like the pilots or whoever. I think there was only one pilot though. And there's like music that you could play.
Wait a minute. You have a radio? So it's like, what's going on, guys?
No, it's like a little radio.
Okay.
That you can hear. Like Frank Sinatra was playing. Like, that's life. That's life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April. Shot down in May. But I know I'm going to change that tune.
When I'm back on top.
Back on top in June.
I said that's life.
That's life.
And I can't deny it. Many times.
All right, anyway.
So we
get in the helicopter. The shit takes off like a little bit. Like now we're hovering. Yeah. And like, that's cool. But then in order to move in a forward direction, the fucking thing has to tip forward.
Yeah, it's scary.
Right? So, and we were taking off from the piers in Manhattan. So the East River is right there. So I'm looking out the front window.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at water.
Yeah.
So now that. I'm holding my breath because the thing tilts forward. And I'm like, we're going, okay. Because the thing, it looks like it's going into the water.
And you see the guy, he's just like.
Yeah, he's got his both hands on the. I got it. It's fighting me, but I got it. It's no scary, dude. Way. Yo, and also, like, when you get up there, it's a weird-ass feeling because the thing, like, hovers, right?
Yeah, there's, like, a hover mode. If it levels out, it
right.
can just go.
Because you see, like, helicopters in the sky when they're filming, like, traffic or whatever. They just stay there. Yeah. It's the weirdest feeling.
What did it sound like, really? Like, when you're up there?
I
do you hear, like, the.
Very lightly because you have these big-ass things that are on your ears.
Okay.
You know, because I assume it's loud as shithole.
Yeah.
But,
see, I would be afraid of that.
Well, yeah, it's scary, dude.
How much is that? How much does that run you?
That was a lot. Cause
if you don't mind me asking.
I paid for a private one, too. It was like $900.
Whoa-zers.
Yeah.
How long were you up there?
35, 40 minutes. Way too long.
Yeah. That's a scared, long dude. Time to be afraid.
I will say.
That's the most you've ever paid to be afraid.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say it. I'm not going to say it was worth the money. I would have done it. It's way less. Like, it's maybe, like, $300 to just go with, like, other people in the thing.
Yeah.
But I did private because I'm bougie.
Yeah, yeah.
But I... so... But it was a cool experience to see the city from that
hell yeah.
vantage point.
Absolutely.
You know? You always see it in, like, shows or whatever when it's in New York City and, like, they'll show, like, that wide shot of New York.
Yeah.
It was just cool to see that. But I'm not doing that again.
No.
You know?
See, like does that make us, like...
Bitches, yes.
It does, right?
I think so.
Like, if we're like, I just hate people to be like, yo, I'll skydive. Like, no way.
My brother's getting married. He goes, oh, yo, I figured out what I'm doing at my bachelor party. In my head, I'm like, all right, how many strippers?
Right.
He's like, we're going to go skydiving. I was like, you enjoy your bachelor party. Because I'm not fucking doing that.
No, man, I'm not. And like, if you came to me and you were like, yo, pay for video, Santa Gata Studios. Also a great channel on YouTube, cheap plug. But you got to jump out of a plane. I'd be like, where did I put my 2 weeks in?
Yo, I'm not doing that, bro.
If you were like, yo, your job depends on it, I'd be like, I'm packing up my stuff today.
Would you do the indoor skydiving thing?
Yeah, I would do that. I would do that for a video. I feel safer there because at least you fall. Like, you could get
hurt.
They could
cut the fan off.
They could cut the fan off.
Yo, but I will say.
You can't cut the gravity off.
I did the indoor skydiving thing also.
In Yonkers, right? You went to Ridge Hill.
Yeah, it was like Sci-Fly or
something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But fucking.
I always see
there was
that,
an like. older person. I can't remember if it was a man or a woman that were in our group. And this bitch banged off the wall.
Did she really?
Yeah, man. And it's like a hockey wall.
So you wear a helmet?
Yeah.
Or just goggles?
I don't know if you wear a helmet, but you do wear something to hold like your hair and everything. Okay. Like, you wear goggles, you wear a suit.
Is there like a weight requirement? Can I be a thick daddy and still get up there?
No, yeah, probably.
They got to bring the turbo fan?
Probably crank that fucking fan up. Yo, the fan is fast as shit. But here's the thing, right?
What do you got, 230? All right, bring the turbo fan.
That actually... You start walking in, you're like,
I feel like a Super Saiyan fucking going up there.
The woman behind the counter is like, can we turn the? Can we get more fans?
Julio,
start throwing the X up. We're gonna
XL fan.
Get a medic on site. You never know.
I would love that though. I would do that.
Yeah, that was cool. But
can you breathe in there?
Yes, but it's like, here's what I compare it to. Driving on the highway,
mm-hmm.
80 miles an hour,
okay.
And have your head out the window. So as much as you can breathe doing that.
It's kind of hard.
It's not, it's like,
I would like turn my head sideways.
Like a swimmer?
Yes.
But that's the thing. Any little motion you make, you just fucking spin. But there's a guy in there who's helping you around. And they're fucking good.
Yeah.
They're fucking awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh my God.
God damn it.
Yeah, they're good though. But they help you out. They fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a cool experience.
That's fire.
But yo, it's hard because you have to stay so stiff. I was like tired at the end of it. I did a 1 minute like thing. You know what I mean? I did like a 1 minute hold or whatever.
Like a flight plank.
Yeah, and then like by the time you're done, because usually you do a 30 second, you do a minute. So I was like, fuck, I'm gonna a minute. You know what I mean? So
I didn't hear one word you just said.
Yeah,
by
fuck. So I sound like Waluigi for a second. Waluigi. Yeah, but I had to fucking, I had to like flex my body. So by the time I got out, I was like,
whew. Oh, so you're fighting the air.
Basically.
Wow.
But I also don't know how to skydive correctly. Yeah. So I probably like, you know, but I was like, it's tough, bro.
I'm good on
and
that.
And then you know what they do? They at the end, they bring you up and down this like thing. I don't know how tall it is, but it seemed like it was miles in the sky. But it's not. It's maybe like 40 feet.
Is it like that scene in Willy Wonka where like they drink that stuff?
It's the exact, you got to burp, Charlie. You know, that guy.
Yeah. Charlie's grandpa.
Yeah. But they bring you all the way up. They like take your body and they hold onto your arm and your leg and they just spin and jump and bring you all the way up to the top.
Yeah.
And bring you down and then all the way to, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, maybe I'll try it. That seems safe.
The only thing is, like, your arms get tired. You can't just give up and just be like, oh, 1 second, because then you just fucking bounce all over that thing.
I would have to, like, look up videos about it. Then I would try it, though. I would, like, it would be something that would please me.
It would please you?
Yeah, to know that I did it.
Yeah. You know what else is pleasing, guys?
What else?
Having a brand new mattress from Casper. Casper Mattresses. That is the sponsor we have for today. Which, by the way, I do have a Casper mattress.
Well, I'm actually in the market because my dog pee-peed on it.
Your dog pissed on your mattress.
We'll get to that story after.
Forgot about that.
I'll tell that story.
Danny's in the market for a mattress. So you might as well get a Casper mattress. There's a lot of talking points that we have here. But at the end of the day, this thing is comfortable.
Yeah.
All right? I don't know what it's made out of. You know, it probably says it here, but I don't know. And if I said the word, you probably wouldn't know either. Here's what I do know. It's comfortable.
It's comfortable.
And it kind of forms to my body, but not too much that makes me like sink in, but like good enough that makes me sleep really well.
Holds you just right.
Holds me just right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the cool thing about their mattresses, it comes in like a box.
Yeah.
So it's not like you got to like, you know how like the Grinch was carrying trees in the movie? You don't have to do that with the mattress. It comes in a box, shows up to your house. Bring that thing into your room, pop it open, and you're like, this is my mattress in here. You pull it out, you open the plastic, boom!
Speaking of, we were talking about amazing technology.
Yeah.
That's amazing technology.
That's what I'm saying. You stuff a mattress into a box.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously the box isn't like this big, but it's like, you know, it's a big box.
You put a mattress in a box, I'm going to be impressed.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Exactly.
That's magic.
It's magic to me too.
Yeah.
You bring it into your room, you open it, pops open, boom, bed. You got a bed now.
Yeah.
All right? Casper Mattress, guys. It's the great. 20,000 reviews with an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, and Google. It's the internet's favorite mattress. All right? If you're in the market for a mattress, don't be stupid.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say. Get a Casper mattress. Also, Casper, great movie.
Great movie. Except for when he dies. I always forget a kid.
Jesus.
The kid dies.
Giving it away for everybody, all right?
Sorry.
They got affordable prices because Casper cuts out the middleman and sells directly to you. Hassle-free returns if you're not completely satisfied. Delivered right to your door in a small. How do they do that sized box? Basically what we just said. Okay?
Magic.
You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial.
Wait a minute. You're telling me I could sleep on a bed for 100 nights, and if I don't like it, it's risk-free?
It's a risk-free sleep on it trial.
Wow.
You like that?
I love not having to take a risk.
I know you like that, sir. But yeah. Oh my God, I'm a little sick. That's what's going on. Right now you can get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/basement and the promo code basement at checkout. That is Casper, spelled CASPER.com/basement. And use the promo code basement. That is $50 towards select mattresses. Okay. All right. So those are our sponsors for today. We appreciate our sponsors on the basement yard. Oh! I just dropped my laptop. It's probably broken.
People don't like the way you grab your laptop.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of grabbing things, that was a weird transition. But like this literally just popped into my head. Someone DM'd me a picture. Because I forgot who it was. It was either you or Frankie or me. We're the only three that are dumb enough to say something like this. But we talked about like fighting a bald eagle or something. So this girl DM'd me a picture of a guy's fist and a bald eagle's hand over it. Dude, those things got hands.
They got their talons and just nuts.
Just fucking like a, just a big thing.
Just a pocket.
Like a nail.
Yeah.
That could just pick up a child's face. Like scoop down and just grab your child by the face and just take it to its nest and feed it to its young.
I was trying to tell you guys, most animals could fuck you up.
I don't think it was me who challenged a bald eagle. Those things, dude.
Yeah, but like even like, listen, like a rabid.
Oh, you're going to say a rabbit. I'm like, dude, I'll.
No. Fuck no, I'll fuck a rabbit up. Yeah.
I probably can. They're so cute.
I know.
Hop into me.
But like a rabid raccoon.
Oh, no.
Like, they can fuck you up.
They're quicker than me.
Yeah.
I'm scared of squirrels. Because they're fast.
I knew that.
Yeah. I think I've said that before. Because they're quick. And, like, raccoons are just what? Giant squirrels.
Yeah.
That are scarier.
If they wanted, they could fuck us up.
I don't want to fight anything that has.
No.
If a rabbit had rabies, I don't want to fight it.
Have you ever been attacked by an animal before?
A dog.
You got attacked by a dog? I got bit by a dog in my fucking face. I show you that scar. You can't see it on here, but it's above my. I'll show you. You see this one? If I go like that.
Yeah.
That one? A dog bit my face.
I had a dog bite my hand.
Yep, me too.
See this? See that? And here?
Yep.
That's from a dog. Because I'm the type of person that I see a dog on the street and I just like, I have to, oh my, what's his name?
Yeah.
And I'm too like overly into this dog sometimes, so it weirds people out.
You don't do like the fist first?
No.
Let him smell the fist. You're like,
no,
bite my fingers!
I go hands low, and then I grab its face, and then I try to like make it, I rub its ears and like, you know what I mean?
Love me.
Love me, please. Leaving my scent on you? Remember me later. But what the fuck was I talking about?
You were talking about how you got bit by an animal.
Yeah, so like there was a dog like close to my mom's house. It's like a block away.
Yeah.
And I was walking to the park and it came up. It was like a little white fucking dog. Like a little.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't a big dog. A
little yapper.
So he comes up on the wall and he's barking at me. So I go, oh, it's okay. And I go like this. And he just grabs onto my fucking hand and just goes, ah, and like wiggles like a fucking shark would.
How old are you?
Like 17.
Damn, this was later in life. I thought this was going to be like you were 7, like hanging out, like just walking through the park.
No. This dog bit my hand and like shook my hand and I pulled it out of its mouth and then my hand was like bleeding. And it was an old woman. She was like this old like Greek woman. And I was like, your dog.
Well, you touching my dog.
But she was like, she didn't say a word. She just kind of like grunted like,
hey, it's a dog.
The dog, it bite, I know.
It bite you.
I don't know it bite. You do. You grab.
You come, like, you come to dog, he bite.
Yeah, you grab, he bite. And I was like, all right. And I just, you know, I just put water on it and walked away. But it wasn't anything serious. But when I was younger, I was walking into a deli and it was a big dog chained up to this thing, like right when you walk in. And it jumped, it leaped, broke the chain, and like put its paws right here and knocked me on the ground. But it wasn't attacking me. It just wanted to like whatever.
Yeah.
And knocked me on the ground. And my mom was so scared.
That could, like, that could be traumatized. Like, I'm surprised
you don't eat my face.
I'm surprised you love dogs as much as you do.
Oh my God. I wish dogs would do that to me now. I wish there was a dog. I knew a dog big enough to knock me on my ass.
Yeah, I have a weird dream of like, you know, like those guys that like train the dogs with the.
With the arm thing?
Yeah, I want to do. I want to do that.
No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't. I don't like seeing vicious dogs.
They're not vicious. They're just being trained.
I know to be vicious.
No, they can be very loving.
You never seen videos of dogs that like bite criminals' faces?
Yeah, but they're trained to do that on command.
I'm aware, but I'm saying that's a little harsh.
I would want to see like feel how powerful the bite was like safely. Also, my dream would be to have like a farm of dogs.
Yeah.
That would be fucking dope.
I want to have like...
I got mad dreams.
Like five... I got mad dreams.
I'm telling you, yo. I got dreams out the ass.
You got dreams out the ass.
Hell yeah.
You dream out your ass.
Yeah.
You got to dream out your ass, baby.
You got to dream out of your ass.
This got inspirational.
I got dreams out the ass, dog.
Yeah, but it's like... You got to switch it up so it's inspirational. You like tell the kids, like, listen, you know what you got to do? You just got to dream out your ass.
Imagine going and speaking to children and just being like, listen, guys.
Career day? It's like, how you doing? My name's Joe. I do a podcast. And kids, listen. You just got to dream out your ass. You got dreams? Funnel them through your ass.
All dreams start in your ass. All right? I'm just behind you. It's like, dream out the ass, kids.
They're like, who's that guy? Listen, don't worry about that. I'm talking about your assholes, all right?
All right.
You need dreams to shoot out of them.
That's where they manifest.
Dream out your ass.
Oh, I don't know why God. I said that, but I don't know. I'm running with it. Dream out the ass.
Dream out of your ass.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is great.
But, like, imagine,
that's
like,
going right on a shirt.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Dream out your ass. Oh, God, that's funny.
Should it be? Yeah, yeah. I got dreams out the ass.
So you dream out the ass.
Yeah, dream out your ass.
Having dreams out of your ass is one thing. Like, that's like an expression like, oh, I got money out the ass, you know?
Yeah.
But
I got dreams out the ass.
You have dreams out the ass, but like I actively dream out of my ass. I actively do that. Like as a verb.
Imagine if your brain was located in your ass. That's so weird though, like the human body where everything is like located perfectly, I feel like.
Yo, you just gave me the fucking most weird look ever.
Was it weird?
Your face just got like oddly Asian from like the eye, like your eyebrows. It was weird. It morphed.
Well,
do that again.
I am 0.2% Japanese, so ancestry.com.
Did you actually do that?
No, my mom did it, and she's like 0.2, so I'm maybe like 0.1 Japanese.
Nice. It didn't help.
Yes, I don't want to be offensive.
No, you are. Oh, man.
No, but just
I'm so glad we're not Logan Paul's podcast.
I know.
You would have got written up for that one. Trust me.
Absolutely.
You would have served some detention.
No, but like, think about where your heart is located.
Yeah, right here.
Imagine if it was in your ass.
Why are you throwing everything in our ass?
No, I'm just saying, like, I feel like that's why the human body is so amazing. Everything is where it's supposed to be perfectly.
Yeah, but do you know anything that's not?
Yeah, there's things that have brains in other parts of their body, like crabs and shit.
Where's the crab?
Pauly, get that crab here so I can show its brain.
Jamie, pull that up.
Can you pull a fucking crab?
Fucking Rogan. Jamie, go get the crab.
Fucking Jamie's amazing.
Yeah, whoever that is.
Not this one, Jamie. The other one. Put some audio on that bitch.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah, you know, like, octopuses? Octopi? Octopuses?
Octopus.
Octopus?
Octopus. I think they're like moose.
Or like fish. It's like fish or just fish. It's not fishes. It's just fish.
Wait a second.
Yeah, it's not fishes.
Yeah, there's a lot of fish out here. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah. That's... I love... I love how that's how you test it. It's like, wait, hold on. There's a lot of fish out here. Yeah, you're good.
That's the only way. Like, I need to put them in like sentence form or not. Moose could definitely be meese, though. Let's be honest. Because there's goose
and there's geese
and there's geese.
Yes.
Why can't moose be meese?
I'm all for it.
You know,
I saw some meese when I was in Denver.
Huge.
Yeah. Big fuckers. Meese are huge.
Fuck you up.
Yeah.
What do you think's the smallest animal that could fuck you up?
Oh. Squirrels.
Yeah, squirrels. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Birds. A
bird could fuck you up, yo.
Gouge my eyes out.
Fuck yeah. And an owl could fuck your shit. Yo, did you ever fucking dissect owl pellets?
Yo, here's the thing, bro. Now you just said that, I'm tight. I'm pissed.
That I said an owl can fuck you up?
No, I'm not mad at the owl comment because an owl will fuck me up.
Yeah.
But I will say, the reason why I got mad is because you said, did you ever dissect an owl or whatever the fuck?
I don't think
anyone's ever dissected an owl.
Owl pellets.
Poop?
Yeah, because they don't shit out their ass. They regurgitate it.
They poop out their mouths?
They poop out of their mouths.
Wait, owls poop out of their mouths?
Yeah. They eat mice and they puke it up.
I gotta see this.
Yeah, man. They don't shit like that. And then we used to dissect them in school. You never dissected owl shit.
I'm gonna... First video on YouTube is...
Owl taking a shit.
Owl poops and flees the scene. I gotta see it poop, though. Oh, no. This owl pooped out of its ass.
No, the, no, 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 no.
Look at
no,
this.
No.
Look at this. That's pooping. Watch, 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 watch him. Watch, watch, watch.
Oh, he stamped? Oh, yeah. He shit out his ass.
Yeah,
he shit out. Why did they regurgitate their food?
You can't just come on look here up, look up, and just say wild
look
shit.
Look it
like
up.
Like owls shitting out look of their
mouths.
Look
up owl pellets. They shit it out of their face. They shit a pellet out of their face, and you can dissect it, and it has little bones in it. We did it in school.
So maybe it's like a throw-up thing. Maybe they're like half bulimic. They like poop but also throw
it's
up.
It's an owl poop pellet.
All right. The reason why I got mad originally was because...
I'm listening.
Yeah, you better be listening and look up your fucking facts. You can't just come on here and say things like owls shit out of their mouths and not expect me to be blown away by stuff like that. Because now people are out there thinking that owls are shitting out of their mouths.
All right, so here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
You found it that quickly?
Yes.
Would you have it on fucking...
Ever wonder what owl pellets are. Okay? Mm-hmm. All
yes.
right?
Yes.
Which of the following best describes owl pellets? A, owl vomit. You just pick one. B, owl poop. C, small pieces of chocolate shaped like owl eyes. D, fossilized owl bones. The correct answer is A. It's owl vomit. So they are half bulimic. Fuck!
So they don't shit out of their mouths.
They don't shit out of their mouths. The most famous owl in the world, Hedwig. Hold up. There's the most famous owl in the world?
Yeah, bro. He was fucking Harry Potter's owl, you dumb bitch.
No. Like the actor owl?
Hedwig.
That's the name of the actual owl.
In the movie.
No. But what's his acting name?
I'm sure it's the same. Why not just give this fucking owl the name?
Whoa. When they use fucking animals in movies, they have real names. They're no. Not, Air Bud wasn't just Air Bud. They made 400 of those movies.
But he was a dog. This is a fucking owl.
Dogs respond to their names.
No one has owls in their house like fucking parakeets.
You'd be surprised.
I would be surprised. It's probably little hicks in the fucking woods that got a bunch of owls.
The most famous owl in the world, Hedwig, the snowy owl that Hagrid gave Harry Potter. Although the owls in J.K. Rowling's books are trusted companions, they are known for delivering mail. Yes, yeah. I sent him an owl. I get it.
Yes.
Owls like hawks, falcons, and eagles are birds of prey. That means they feed on insects, fish, small mammals, and even other birds.
Damn, they eat other birds?
Yeah, dude.
Cannibals?
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
That's wild.
An owl has two stomachs. The first one, called the glandular stomach,
psych,
produces acids, chemicals, and music that... music.
You ain't nothing but an owl, dog.
You ain't nothing but an owl, dog. No, the mucus is what I meant to say, that helps separate the digestible and indigestible parts of its prey. The second stomach, called the gizzard, is very muscular and grinds up the meat part of the meal.
My gizzard!
Once the meat has been broken down, the digestible materials move into the owl's intestines. The bones, fur, feathers, and scales remain in the gizzard. That's why.
Okay.
So they have two stomachs. So they have a poop stomach.
They don't have
and a shoot stomach.
Yeah, but they don't. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, they do.
You wanted to shoot me down so fast.
No, they have a poop and a shoot. Yeah.
They have a poop and a shoot.
But it's not poop. It's throw up.
Yeah, it's a shoot. It's a shoot.
Shoot. What are you doing?
I can't do the shoot. Oh.
But yo, back to what I was saying before. The reason why I got upset when you brought that up is because, look at me. What do you see when you look at me?
Just a feminine man.
Yeah, right? A feminine man. You know how hard it is for me to say that word?
Say feminine three times fast.
I can't even say it once.
Feminine.
Oh, I got it.
Damn.
So you see a guy, right? Just a run-of-the-mill white guy.
Yeah.
When I was a child, I was just a run-of-the-mill white boy.
Yeah.
You know? Living in a neighborhood that's not terrible.
Yeah.
And I went to numerous schools. And I went to a Catholic high school. And not once did I get to dissect anything?
Nothing?
Nothing.
Dude, I got to dissect a pig, a frog.
Nothing.
An owl's vomit.
I didn't dissect a thing.
Wow.
Bullshit. I never had wood shop class. I never built like a lamp.
You never had that?
No.
Damn. Did you have home and careers? Where it's like where you like learn to sew a bag?
You guys were sewing too?
Yeah, we sewed up there.
No.
Yeah, man.
When? What age is this?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade?
Yeah, it was called Home and Careers. You learned how to cook. Everyone cooked a pancake in the class.
You cooked pancakes?
Yes, it was part of my learning. I learned how to make a pancake, and I learned how to sew a bag.
And I didn't learn any of this shit.
I don't have the bag anymore. I used to have it.
But when you think about it, cutting, because like frogs is like the most popular one, I'm assuming, because I just want to see in movies.
Yeah.
Having seventh grader cut up a frog is a little Jeffrey Dahmer, if you ask me.
Dude, we had pigs, dude.
Full on pigs?
Baby pigs.
And you'd have to Dexter those things?
Yo, cut them down the middle, open their brains, open their skulls and shit. Shit was fucked up.
You see a pig penis?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
It's not great.
I don't know.
They
I
were small, though.
Like, why'd you say were? Like
the actual pig was small.
Oh.
It's like his dick like wasn't impressive.
Wasn't sick.
No. I would remember that.
Yeah.
Any impressive dick I come across, I remember.
Right.
You were saying?
I haven't cut anything up. Frog, pig.
Would you do that now?
Is that allowed?
Yeah, you could probably go somewhere to like dissect something.
Do we have to go somewhere?
You could probably. Get a sense of your house, but I would need professional assistance on what I'm doing.
Yeah, we can't just start hacking away at this thing.
I don't
want
to do
disgusting.
It crudely, but I would love to dissect an animal.
Yeah, I don't know.
For science,
dude, how was that a thing? Like, we just ship dead frogs to schools by the hundreds?
Yeah,
that's a weird shipment to get.
I know. Frogs came in.
What door does that come in through? The cafeteria? Because I don't want that touching my food.
Let me tell you something. Whoever's started that business was dreaming out of their ass. I'll tell you that much.
Dreams out of their ass.
I'm in the dissectable frog business.
Oh, man. What do you do with the dead frogs? You make the kids cut them up.
Yeah. And then you wonder why they end up killing people.
And then where do you put them?
You just discard them.
I don't assume you fucking...
No, because what
taxidermy it is... Taxidermy class, and then you bring them home.
The bio class that I was in is that you look... You open it. You have, like, a graph of the actual...
Do you
look
at an autopsy? Like, oh, this one had trauma.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, I was going to say.
Kind of. But like, what it is, like, you see... You don't look for, like, the cause of death, but you look for the certain things inside the frog that are on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of, like... We kind of had to, like, put them... This is kind of fucked up. We had to, like...
Yeah.
We had to, like, match them, like, with the picture, which was very, 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 very strange now that I think about it.
You shouldn't be cutting up animals.
No.
Because
I wonder if they still do that.
Probably not. I've never even heard of anyone. I don't know anyone who has. Like, my friends haven't cut up animals.
Listen.
They've had wood shop, but not dissecting animals.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe you had too big of a school to do it, maybe.
Yeah, my middle school didn't get, like, a whole lot of funding, so I just... That's probably why we never... Like, I'm assuming to buy a bunch of frogs would be a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, how much are the... What's the dead frog market? I don't know.
It's either we could put, like, a door to the school or get frogs.
You're right.
You know?
Security guards or dead frogs.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you had security guards in middle school?
Yeah.
Damn.
We had, like, six.
Wow.
Yeah. There was like metal detectors like my last year there too.
Sounds like a great school.
Oh, it was a lot of fun to go there though. It was. One thing I wanted to talk about real quick before we end here. The other day I saw some dude on the street just taking a picture of himself. And then I'm like, I started to think about the times that I've done that out on the street. And I'm like, man, I really hope someone hasn't seen me do that.
Oh, you definitely. I've seen you do it.
You've seen me do that?
Yeah. And there's like this look you put on. Like you put on like a blue steel. You put on like your own little Zoolander look.
Oh, I regret bringing this up.
Yeah. And then I've seen you do it. You've seen me do it.
When? I don't think I have.
I take pictures in your fucking bedroom all the time.
I'm not around to see it. I'm not in there. Like I walk through the door and you're like, oh.
Oh, hey.
Sorry.
Oh, didn't see you there.
You ever like go to take a picture of yourself and then someone like walks in the room and you're just like, I can't see.
No. You know, my go-to is I act like I'm fixing my hair.
Oh, you're like.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And I'll just be like this. So it looks like I'm using it as a mirror.
Yeah. Even that, though, it's not, I don't know. I just always feel weird, but this dude was just, no shame, just.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I feel like foreign people are like, they don't give a fuck.
Oh, you're, fuck no. They got the sticks and all that shit.
Yeah, this is, yeah, selfie sticks are intense. Like in Times Square, like if you're here visiting, it's like, I'm in New York, so I'm going to take pictures. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But like,
which I get.
No, I understand it completely too, but I mean, it's tough.
You better get the fuck out of here with that stick though.
Oh, fuck that stick. Yeah. I hate selfie sticks.
Hate them.
It's like, take it. Press the button.
Hate them.
It's like, what is this mandible claw? I hate selfie sticks, dude.
So dumb. Yeah, no, it's definitely a weird thing to see somebody take a picture of themselves, but I've done it myself. I wouldn't want people to see me. It's almost like you feel, for some reason, you feel invisible when you do it. Like nobody can see you. It's like when you're in a car and you pick your nose. Like, why are you so comfortable picking your nose in the car?
Oh, dude, I slam my nose in the car.
That's what I'm saying. It's because you do it because you don't think anybody could see you.
Yeah, probably.
So when you take a selfie, you're so caught up in like your self-centered world that you're not even thinking about the people around you.
You're like, oh God, people need to see how I look right now.
Yeah.
Think about what like the psychology behind a selfie is. Like, what are you thinking in that moment? Like,
I look good.
I look amazing right now. People need to know. Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
It's kind of
your caption game's like, it's pretty A1.
Mine?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What do I caption?
Your selfie captions.
What are they usually? Oh, because I'm in on it.
I can go to the tape. I mean, but
I can go to the tape.
But they're pretty good. I like them.
Oh yeah, the one I posted.
They have nothing to do with the gym. Life.
No. It's the one. The one I posted at the gym. I made it like, guess who needs compliments.
Yeah. See, that's funny.
Yeah. There's like I'm in on it. I know what's going on, man. I know how fucking stupid I look doing this. But you know,
you have to do it.
Sometimes you need a
little, hey, listen, you need a little pick me up from time to time.
That's what I'm saying. You need people to be like, hey, you know what? You're doing a good job there, bud.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Like this one, 04. It just says 04.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
That's just called I feel hot. I feel hot right now.
I did feel hot.
04 means I feel hot. And look at the fucking lighting on this picture. Look at this fucking guy.
Oh, hell yeah. I don't know where I... I was here then.
You look nothing like that guy.
No, right, I don't look anything like that.
No. That guy is hot. 04. You fucking maniac.
Oh, you look nothing like this guy.
I love it. Oh, I love it. I'm all about a great like selfie. Just,
hey man,
hit me with that.
Hell yeah.
Like this one, you look super sexy. The caption is, I miss Denver.
Yeah, I got the Denver shirt on.
But you got your tricep popping here.
Yeah, dude, I didn't have anything else to grab at.
I hear you.
Well, all I had was a logo on my chest.
I said it's A1. I like your caption game,
just
dude.
Saying.
All right. Listen, my dog pissed the bed, all right, this week? I'm a little on edge. You wake up to a bed full of piss. You go first. I checked my first I checked my penis.
Yeah.
My penis wasn't wet.
Yeah.
Then I checked his penis. And it was wet.
Yeah. Before we wrap up here, I just want to give a shout out to our tier 4 patrons. It's the $50 tier. We just sent all these people personalized video messages to their emails. That's one of the perks they get in their thing. But
good Kaylee, luck with these.
Kaylee Zalabowski.
Zalabowski.
That's my girl. Taylor Johnson, Nicole Derelu.
Yep.
That's a nice last name.
Yeah, Derelu's a cool name.
It sounds like a beautiful cake.
Hell yeah.
Libby Nuss, Joe Herrera.
Hey, Joey! Hey, Mr. Herrera, how you doing? Yeah.
Karina Dennis, Zachary Horn or Horny, not sure.
Let's go with Horny.
Let's go with Horny, obviously.
For sure.
Mike Petch.
Mike Pence?
Not Mike Pence, no.
I was like, damn, we got a fucking weird ass fucking patron.
Drew Jenkins, Joseph Austin Doyle.
A three namer.
Yeah. Yo, having three names is very rich.
Yeah.
It's very rich. Yes. You know what I mean? Sandrine Andre. I'm fucking these up, dude.
Sandrine and then Andre.
There's two with no last name, just James and Lavenia. Ballers.
Yeah.
Just no last name.
Yeah,
just
you don't need balling my last out. Name. Just take it's crazy. This. Just take this money and shut up. My name's James.
Just take it. Why do you need to know my last name? Why do we have last names?
Legal reasons.
That's a good answer. It's also the
yes.
It's also the right answer. I would even say
for sure.
Couple $25 patrons also. They also get a hot air shout out at the end of each episode. Eric Englehart, Beauclore.
I'm not touching that one.
That is Jennifer Brown. Nice and easy.
Nice. Thank you, Mrs. Brown.
Michaela, Shania, Cassidy, Benedict. That's Swedish. Dorful. It's got like the O with the two dots.
Benny Dick.
This one I'm not getting. John, holy shit. This is Jakowski. Fuck that way up, dude.
We tried.
DYSZCZAKOWSKI.
Yeah, Dizwalowski.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what I said. Catherine, Catherine, Kayla Marie, Justin Allen, Mario Lucatero, John Castle. Just want to give a quick shout out to some of these people that are supporting the show
at
the end of every episode, because you guys are helping it run. So we just want to show you guys some love. And yeah, that's it for this week's episode. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Put my laptop on the back. Actually, no, I'm going to keep it right
here. Yeah.
Keep it right here.
Stop judging him.
Yeah.
All right? Had enough.
You good?
Yeah, I just want to make sure you're taken care of, man.
All right, so, I mean, Danny, where can they find you?
You can find me at Danny Lopriori on Instagram and Twitter.
Guys, you can go follow the show at The Basement Yard. Go follow me on social media at Joe Santagato. And our Patreon, again, is patreon.com/TheBasementYard. Patreon spelled patreon.com/TheBasementYard. And don't forget to dream out of your ass.
Best dreams start in the ass.
Funnel your dreams through your asshole, kids.
Hell yes.
Dream out that ass. We'll see you guys next time.
Out the ass.